Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. Yes, you are cordially invited to a birthday party. When? Pentecost. Where? Now. Why? To celebrate the birthday of the church. Today is called the birthday of the church because on this day of Pentecost, the apostles were filled, smitten, zapped, transformed by the Holy Spirit. We can call it a cosmic event. There was the rush of a violent wind, which filled the house, and then there was fire. Tongues of fire rested on each. A breaking through of creation, a breaking into their hearts and minds, a breaking out as they spoke in languages other than their own. Out flowed the Spirit, the power of God through them. Out flowed the Spirit as a sign. Out flowed a brand new cosmic event, launching the preaching and teaching, the proclamation of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. It is our birthday to celebrate. Our birthday to celebrate as we remember Peter preaching for the first time the new era, preaching as the follower of Jesus, taking on the mission of Jesus. Last week I preached that they may be one as we are one. On Pentecost, the apostles took over, took on and let flow the work and power of Jesus through them to continue fostering unity. So we say happy birthday to this remembered beginning in the life of our world, the human family of God. We need to celebrate this birthday event. But how important is a birthday to you? Think about how you celebrate birthdays. Some families make a big deal out of the person being celebrated. They go all out, cake, balloons, maybe even a party. Nowadays, if you have a birthday, you might even have a drive-by parade of cars with balloons. But for all of us, I hope, the moment the cake is placed in front of you, that there might be a magical sensation as you stare at the candles, knowing everyone is staring at you. But it is your time. You are the center of attention, and we want to celebrate with ritual that we want to celebrate you, your presence, and the passing of your years. So looking at your birthday cake has a liminal, magical power, a quality to it. And then often we are told, make a wish before you blow out the candles. So here is a gluten-free chocolate bundt cake that I made. And I have it sitting on something from the past, this cake tray that we used for all of our birthdays. Today, as we light our candles, I want to celebrate the birthday of our church. And today I want to use the questions we would ask at a baptism when we welcome someone into our family of God and together proclaim our creed and say yes to what it is that it is to be a Christian. So I'm going to light these candles. And after each question that is from that service, when we become a Christian, you're asked a question, and I'd like you to answer, I will, with God's help. Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, in the prayers? I will with God's help. Will you preserve in resisting evil? And whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord. I will with God's help. Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? I will with God's help. Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? I will, with God's help. And finally, I hold this candle. As I say this final question, more important now in our society than ever before, will you strive for justice and peace among all people, and respect the dignity of every human being? I will, with God's help. When we have finished lighting candles and we've made a wish, we blow them out. Today I pray that my breath, as I blow out these candles, can blow out the suffering of others, can blow out the injustice, prejudice, and racism that we have in our society. Can we blow out all that divides? And may we inhale the grace and power of the Spirit of Pentecost, the Spirit that seeks to make us one. May we believe what we heard in our second reading. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good, that we may be one. So what do you want to wish for on this birthday of our church? May I suggest that all of us ask for an ever deeper spiritual power and renewal of the Spirit. In fact, let fire and wind, nature itself, be reminder of the presence of the Spirit in our world and each other. My sermon will end now with your images of Pentecost, these metaphors of fire and wind in our lives and in our creation. Happy birthday to us all. Amen.